I know today's topic can hit us very deeply, and I'm going to be sensitive to that. But I want to talk about how our trauma affects our view of God and also kind of walk through how to heal that. We're going to be talking about the connection between what you've been through and what you believe about God, because whether you realize it or not, trauma shapes more than your nervous system. It can actually shape your theology. And so here's the big truth that I want you to take away, that your view of God is often shaped by your wounds. But healing begins when you let truth redefine that view and not your pain. And before we get started on today's topic, I don't know what today has looked like for you, but if you're here, maybe you've been carrying more than anyone knows. Maybe you've asked yourself, why do I feel so broken even when I'm trying so hard? Why can't I shake these thoughts that keep me stuck? Or why does it feel like God is quiet when I need him the most? If that's you, I want you to know that you're not the only one. And more importantly, you don't have to stay in this place. You don't have to feel stuck or like you keep spinning your wheels. I've been where you are, the pain, the questions, and just wondering if things are ever really going to change, or even going to the extent of believing that this is just the way life's supposed to be. So I want to offer you something simple, a free 20-minute consultation. There's no pressure, just a space for you to take a deep breath, talk, and take one small step toward healing. It's important that you know that you don't have to have the perfect words. You don't have to explain everything. You just have to show up, because freedom is possible, peace is possible, and most importantly, God has not forgotten you. Make sure you click the link in the show notes to book your free 20-minute consult, because you are never meant to walk this alone. So let's take that next step together. When I first got saved, when I was around 21, and at the time of this recording, I'm 37, I remember really struggling. And I always say that I am not somebody who, you know, accepted Jesus as my savior and then just like my whole life changed. It was baby steps for the Lord to really get a hold of my heart, for me to just even build momentum of change and growth, because I was so full of anger, resentment, and bitterness. And I would say, you know, those first 5 years, 6 years, 7 years of my relationship with God was learning how to be a daughter as he is a father. My pastor had recently shared with me, probably maybe last year, when I was talking about some of my past and, you know, relationship with my parents and just things that have happened to me. But I remember him saying to me, you never knew how to be a daughter because he was never a father, or you never really had a mother either. And it just hit me so hard, because this is our relationship with the Lord, right? Our pain, the things that we've experienced, like we're going to talk about today, affect how we view God. If you didn't have a mother or father figure, it's hard then when you go into this relationship with God and you're hearing about this good father or this father figure, and it's hard for you to relate to. And I get that. And so this is why it's so important that we recognize what is shaping our view of God. So I think that I just want to start this episode with talking about what trauma actually is. Because trauma isn't just about what happened. It's about how your body and brain experienced what happened, especially when something was overwhelming, felt unpredictable, made you feel unsafe, unseen, or even alone. This could be, you know, like for me, just a childhood filled with yelling or neglect. It could even be a church environment that shamed you. Maybe you've been in a relationship that was emotionally or physically or spiritually abusive. That's something that I talk about a lot with my one-on-one coaching clients, how much emotional and spiritual abuse are so common, and we're often just kind of blown over. But also maybe just moments where you felt that you were abandoned by people or by God. And so here's kind of what is happening neurologically. So when we experience trauma, the part of the brain responsible for logic and language, which is that prefrontal cortex, it just goes offline. So the survival brain, which is the amygdala, it takes over. Everything becomes about how do I stay safe? And this matters spiritually because when trauma isn't processed, talked about, recognized, it can start to sound like your theology. Now, this was me, right? If you had emotionally absent parents, you may believe that God is distant. So for me, I didn't really have any kind of mother or father figures. So I felt like, how could God be this father? Another example is if love was always conditional, you may believe that God is disappointed in you after everything that you do because you feel like you have to be perfect. I was always taught that love was transactional, meaning, you know, you do this for me, I do this for you, I'm going to keep us a score chart of everything I did for you so that I can then tell you about it later. If trust was broken repeatedly, you may know that God is trustworthy, but not feel like he is. I recently had a conversation with a potential one-on-one client talking about just the pain that she's gone through and how can God be good. And I mean, it was just kind of like one of those things where you start to go, what is going on? Because it feels like something is happening right after another. And when that pain starts to blend with our theology, she was having a really hard time differentiating between, you know, free will, God's sovereignty, God's character, God's nature, because we, you know, our pain, it wants somebody to blame. And if God is good and my life isn't good, well, he's going to be the first person that I want to blame. And so I've had to walk through this with myself and my one-on-one coaching clients of really breaking down the pain that they've experienced and holding space for that, but also helping them unlearn the theology that their pain has taught them. We can even see people in scripture and how they wrestled with their view of God in the face of pain. We take David in Psalm 13, "How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?" You know, David is crying out in this honest confusion, but the psalm doesn't end there. In verse 5, he says, "But I trust in your unveiling love." So he's not denying the pain. He's just anchoring his pain to truth. So what does this look like, though, in our daily life? Because maybe you believe God is good for others, but secretly wonder if he's withholding from you. You might pray, but it feels like you're talking to a wall. You might feel ashamed for struggling, like disappointed, like God is just disappointed in your weakness. This is so big, especially when I'm working with my one-on-one coaching clients, where they're feeling shame for the struggle. And this also depends on the theology that they've been taught about suffering and pain, where almost like we're just supposed to be perfect and never struggle, always have it together. And that's just not the truth. Here's the great news, the good news, that God isn't mad at you just because you might feel like your theology has been dictated by your pain. That doesn't mean that you have to be stuck. He wants to meet you there, right? You know, trauma keeps your nervous system stuck in that protective state, that fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. And we want to get from that unsafe place to a safe place. So one step to begin to heal that is pair regulation with spiritual practice. So before opening your Bible, try deep breathing, stretching, or even just kind of going for a walk while you talk to God. This can tell your body that it's safe to receive, then your soul, your spirit can listen more freely. And so sometimes we just need something to ground us, regulate us, calm us, to ready us for that. Something else that I think is important is just asking ourselves a different question. Like, if I'm really honest, do I think God is more like a strict parent, a passive observer, a disappointed coach? Like, where did you get that image from? And so another way that you can begin to heal this is name your default view of God. And this is something that I actually walk through practically with my one-on-one coaching clients. So if this is something that you know that you wrestled with, book a free 20-minute consultation. Let's talk about this and create a plan just for you to really get you unstuck and moving forward in your healing journey. But we really have to start looking at our default view of God and compare it to how God actually describes himself. So if we look at Exodus 34:6, it talks about how the Lord is compassionate and gracious. He's slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. And so this exercise that you can do is kind of this side by side. Like my view of God feels like this. And then God's word says he is this. And so this isn't about guilt. It's just gently realigning distorted pictures with who he truly is. And we have to know how we got there. We have to be willing to say, okay, I've been through all of these things, and here's what I'm saying about God. We have to be willing to see how our pain or our trauma and the things that we've experienced have changed our theology about God. So that's something else that you can begin to do to heal that is naming your default view of God and comparing it, but also pairing that regulation with spiritual practice. The third thing is letting God really into kind of the silent beliefs that you didn't know you had. Sometimes what we say we believe about God and what we functionally believe, kind of this head and heart, I know God says this, but I don't feel that way. So for example, maybe God is my provider, but you hoard money or you feel panicked when uncertain about money. Maybe we know that God is near, but you never talk to him when you're struggling. It's this head-heart connection. And you know, all my one-on-one coaching clients know this, is we go back to the root. We have to go back to the root. So if we want to heal something, we have to uproot the roots, right? The weeds, and get that out of there. So we have to trace the fruit back to it. So we want to ask ourselves, what am I assuming about God based on this reaction? Like, when did I first learn that? Because sometimes it's the church that we've sat under, the people that have said things in our pain that have caused us to be angry at God. You know, the things that we say, I just want to say the stupid things that we say, the hurtful things that we think are helpful. You know, when people are in pain, you know, we say these blanket statements like God has a plan and maybe this is a blessing in disguise, and all of that, that actually can hurt our theology about God in the midst of our pain. So we can take and view things very differently with our own pain, but also people can create this theology, which is why we need to know where we stand independent of who is God. Another practice is spiritual reparenting. I'm not sure if you've heard this, but it's, you know, when we're talking about healing from trauma, sometimes it's this reparenting the parts of ourselves that were neglected, wounded, or even kind of feeling that shame. Psalm 27:10 says, though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. So God is this father who heals and nurtures. And that might be something that feels so far away because it doesn't feel like that. But that's where we have to start implementing that separation of what's happening to me here on earth and untangling that from who God really is. Because the enemy can come in, the world, the people, their choices, their free will, all of that kind of comes into this. And so another step that you can take is pick a reparenting action with God every day. So when you feel anxious, speak to yourself gently like he would. I see you. I'm with you. So when you're triggered, take like this God in me moment, not to punish yourself, but to receive comfort. And even just spending 5 minutes just journaling as a way to rewire your focus toward hope and safety. But in the end, through all of this, as I know I can't touch on everything about trauma and pain, but I do want you to know that it's possible, especially with these steps that I've shared. A lot of this is going to take repetition. But your view of God may have been shaped by pain, but it can be healed by truth, safety, and daily relationship. So you don't have to just fake this. You don't have to show up, force yourself to read the Bible, and just continue to go about your day. You can build it little by little because God welcomes the real hurting you, the person that has been hurt, that's in pain, and he wants to tend to it. He's not somebody causing it. He's a pain taker. If you feel like you've been stuck in this cycle of pain or frustration and you're ready to get out of it, go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching or wherever you're listening to this, head to the show notes, book a free 20-minute consult, and we can begin this path to getting unstuck together. Just remember today that you have been through some really hard things. And you do not have to act like they don't exist. You don't have to act and pretend and make them small. But I do know that God is ready and willing to be with you and walk this out, that he is not somebody that is causing havoc and pain and inflicting this on you. It might just take some time to untangle the pain and the wounds that have shaped your theology of God. And I love to be there with you, to walk with you every step of the way. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.